Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Participation in sports is highly encouraged for girls, and we've shown that involvement in these organized activities has proven to help girls' self-esteem and even possibly prevent teen pregnancy. But with the increasing pressure in today's society to be extremely thin, some females take that involvement just to the next level, and they could be involved in what's known as the female athlete triad. My guest today is Dr. Brenda Buffington. She's the assistant director in the Human Performance Lab at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Buffington. Tell us about the female athlete triad, and how do we know if our little female athletes would be at risk for this type of over-involvement?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I enjoy talking about this because I really want to help educate people, because we can prevent it. And we have found that we can rescue girls who are having this problem. So the definition really is three things, and that's why it's called the triad. There's three different points to this issue. One is low energy availability, or just not eating enough, right? And that could be a disordered eating issue, which means, like I said, eating basically just incorrect nutrients. So not getting enough, possibly getting too many at times, and then starving themselves later. And also the, you know, eating disorders, which we know of as anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. The second is menstrual dysfunction. So that's another big alarm for parents out there, that when we, you know, stay close with our daughters and find out that they are missing periods, well, the actual number is after 3 months of a missed period, that should set an alarm off. And we do want our daughters being looked at by their primary care physician. Then the third thing is that low bone mineral density or bone loss. And, you know, Lord knows we don't want to start losing bone in our teens when we know it's going to gradually occur as we age. So we're finding that we've got some very low bone density females even at the age of 20, and they're starting to show osteopenia and osteoporosis much too young.
Dr. Buffington, this is where I get a little confused about the triad. First of all, for parents listening, if we recognize in our children eating disorders, you know, and disordered eating, things that we're noticing, extreme thinness, even stopping our menstrual periods, we're going to notice those things. But how would we know about osteopenia or osteoporosis, bone loss in our daughters? And isn't that a little bit contradictory in that if they're working out that hard and they're a gymnast, aren't they going to be increasing their bone density and really cranking their muscular and, you know, bone strength?
Right. You know, you bring up a great point. That does seem, you know, contraindicated. It's kind of like, well, we're exercising, we're supposed to be building density and muscle strength and all, yes. But at the same time, we get to that point where, and it's almost a contagious thing. This is not a contagious syndrome, but yet it is still called a syndrome, so we really don't know why it's happening to certain people, but we do see, like I said, the prevalence of it. And the deal is this, as sometimes as females, we begin to have a self-esteem issue, perhaps, or we also look at other body types and wish we had that. So we try to change our body types. And by doing so, we do some damage. And what happens is this, at first, when you begin to become leaner and leaner, you actually have better performances up until a point. And then that point is really the point of diminished returns, meaning the more you work out, actually the worse you'll get. And what could be happening within, as I said, your bones and within your muscles and your whole physiology is that they're becoming weaker and you actually will have a fracture. So we want to try to make sure that we're educating coaches, for sure, and their whole team of support, which would be certainly parents, as well as then ultimately that female athlete. So educate, educate, educate really has to be the first and foremost thing.
So you discussed red flags and you discussed educating. What goes into educating? So we're talking about really two factions here, educating the parents to what to look for in the female athlete, to these things that might signal that red flag, and then educating the athletes, the girls themselves, so that as you described, that it can be just a little bit contagious. One of them says, oh, she's looking way thinner than me. She's going to make varsity when I'm not. Or, you know, there's so many, I see this with teenagers. I have two of them. So I see that rolling cycle. And one of them is an athlete. So I'm seeing this cycle of, oh, where they look sideways at the other girl. Yeah. So how do we educate our teens to this vicious cycle that becomes the female athlete triad?
Right. Well, you know, I think it really goes back to the basics. And we're finding in a research study we did here at the Academy a year ago with our female athletes that they are actually not as educated and aware as we think they should be. And so, you know, coming out of high schools, and oftentimes, you know, we do have coaches who were, you know, math teachers or history teachers or something, and not exercise physiologists or you know, nutritionists and on. But I think that we can certainly put into place things like this, an annual screening for this triad. There are just a certain series of questions that could easily be asked during that sports physical or even by coaches. And we can also mandate a preseason education program. And it can be as simple as something that I have gone around doing, and I'm an exercise physiologist, and you can find an area nutritionist or sports nutritionist or even a sports psychologist to come in and talk just about the carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and approximately how many you need to have, and really what they do for you, so that the teenager athlete will start to understand and appreciate what food is and why we want certain amounts. And also, it's a different mindset. I know back when I was an athlete, also in high school and college, that we all thought it was a great point of pride to be so lean that you'd quit having periods. Well, in fact, it's not. It's not a healthy thing at all. And now I think we need to teach our teens about that whole process of the hormones and when we stop having periods, what it does to our bodies.
I think that's a great point that we're able to now, with all our knowledge of nutrition and all of our knowledge of the physiology of what happens with exercise and increased, you know, intensity of training, that we're able to identify these factors and teach the girls about healthy eating and about the fact that, yes, you know, this is something that happens, and no, it's not good if you stop your period. So we have about 1 minute left, Dr. Buffington. Please, you know, you've done such a great job of describing this. Now please wrap it all up for us as your most important advice for parents with really intense little teenage girl athletes and what they should be aware of to help prevent the female athlete triad.
Okay, great. First and foremost, we do need to educate. And if it doesn't feel comfortable for you as a parent to do the educating yourself, go ahead and find that village that's going to help to raise your child. I certainly do believe in that as far as athletes, anyone, but we do need more than the coach. But the coach is certainly going to be someone who will be helpful for us. But go to your general practitioner, your physician. Go to a sports nutritionist. Go to your sports psychologist, perhaps, and make certain that we are teaching our young ladies how to take care of their bodies and that we are all different, that we're not all built the same. And it may not seem fair or right that, gosh, I don't get to eat as much as someone next to me, or I can eat more than someone else, because we are so different and our bodies run just slightly differently than each other.
Excellent information, and you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, and you can read more about the female athlete triad at acsm.org. It's under there, and you can see, parents, what this really is and start keeping your eye out for some of those red flags of disordered eating and bone loss and skipping menstrual periods, because these can all signal some real future problems for our girl athletes, and we want them to be good, strong women. Intensity is very good in our women. You just don't want it to step over the line a little bit. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information we're giving, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks again for listening, and stay well.